Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to your 15 minutes of inspiration. This is Dawn Grant. For more information on the services that I offer and how I can help you or those that you love or care about, you can visit my website. It's dawngrant.com. You can set my show as a favorite and send it to your friends even, anybody that you might feel could benefit from some of the archived shows. They're there for you and for those that you care about. So each morning, looking at a little inspirational quote and using some of the concepts and principles that are taught by many great people around the world, but that I also teach as well on living in the present moment, letting go of the past, forgiving and accepting, recognizing the uniqueness of who you are and trusting that so each day you can make really great decisions for yourself, setting goals and direction for your life, and trusting your gut feelings to help you get there. So overall, being a loving, good, positive, caring, successful person in your life. So today's quote is, you have to accept whatever comes, and the only important thing is that you meet it with courage and with the best you have to give. And that's said by Eleanor Roosevelt, who happens to be one of that I do a lot of quotes from. So you have to accept whatever comes, and the only important thing is that you meet it with courage and the best you have to give. So you can be a planner. You can decide that this is who I am and this is the direction that I want my life to go in, and this is what motivates me and this is what excites me in life and this is what I want to accomplish and succeed at. You can have all of that. And it's best that you do have it, because then you have a direction that you're going in. You have a direction that you're taking your life in. And if you haven't sat down to figure out who you truly are, the uniqueness of who you are, and what you desire in your life, then you're really kind of going through the motions every day. So as I tell all of my clients, the first step is to figure out who you are. And this is very unique. And you've got to accept your uniqueness and take a look at it. And then set an overall direction with some goals, long-term and short-term goals, to have a direction that you want to take your life in. As you get that direction, what you want to know then is that all sorts of things can happen along the way. You want to know that you will be faced with challenges, that there will be things that come into your life that will make you wonder or get upset that what you're wanting may not happen. They may cause you to question yourself. They may cause you to question your faith even. But what you want to do is to recognize that there is an overall direction that you're taking your life in once you have some clarity. Along that journey, there will be obstacles, there'll be mountains to climb, there'll be bumps in the road, there'll be detours even. As long as you go into this journey recognizing that that is a fact, then you won't be so upset or so disappointed or frustrated when you come along one. You'll just know that it's part of the journey. And to be truly present in that journey, you'll be able to make the best decisions that you can when faced with a challenge, faced with a little obstacle. You'll see it as this is a learning experience, something for me to gain knowledge from, to get a deeper understanding from. And when you're coming from that more positive place, it's a bit easier then to get through the challenges. If you go to a space of anger or frustration or resentment or negative thoughts of, well, I knew I couldn't accomplish that anyways, or I'm not smart enough, I'm not good enough, or whatever it is that you could think at that time. Now, if you let your thoughts go there, you definitely will not be present and positive in that moment to truly make the wisest decision, to truly learn the lesson in the shortest amount of time, and to truly make the choices and take the steps to move your life right along that path swiftly and efficiently. So we want to have goals and direction, but you want to come back to the present moment in order to make really good choices along the way. You have to have courage when faced with challenges. You have to accept whatever comes your way, whatever comes along the path, along the journey. Meet it with courage and with the best that you have to give. You can only offer the best that you have to give if you are truly taking care of yourself. Taking care of yourself mentally, emotionally, physically, and spiritually. All levels. If that's your mission every single day, to be the best you could possibly be, then when you're faced with obstacles, challenges, opportunities, you're courageous, you're healthy in mind and body, you can do exactly what needs to be done in those situations, and you can actually get some enjoyment out of it. So if you're looking at your life, thinking, this isn't where I thought I'd be right now, or why am I not here or there, or why haven't I accomplished such and such? You look at that and realize today how truly far you have already come. Look at the wisdom that you've gained along the journey and through the challenges. Look at all of that in a positive light, and you'll see that you really have moved very far along this journey of success in your life. There's many successes in a lot of different ways, ways that you may not have even been realizing. So look at your successes. Allow them to give you strength, because that's the kind of strength that will benefit you when you're challenged or have experiences come along your journey, that you can work through them efficiently and effectively, continuing to make choices that are conducive to who you are, to your preferences, to your desires, to the direction that you want your life to go in. So sit down today, and if you haven't done it yet, define yourself. Take a look at the uniqueness of who you are and recognize the direction that you desire to take your life in. What goals, what things that that make you excited, that make you happy. Set that overall direction. And then get right back into the present moment and be the best you that you can be in this moment. Courageous, happy, healthy, strong, living in joy. Again, if you're faced with any challenges and applying this into your life, I'll be more than happy to help you no matter where you live. Go to my website, dawngrant.com, and have a joyful day.